We struggled with the title for this thing. Let me give you what the genesis of it was. We sit on the planning committee. We're talking about things that are coming up. Obviously, you've got a lot of stuff out there about Uber, Lyft, and you're probably tired of hearing about it. But it raised a series of interesting questions. It raised the idea that there are people out there now with increasingly frequency trying to find a way to marry labor and demand that does not involve a traditional employment relationship. And that is, at a high level, what I'm going to talk to you about. As we get into this, a couple of things. That's just a nice graphic to get the point across. There are some stuff that goes way, 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 way back, but the first place I'm going to go back is to roughly 30 years ago. You had a couple of guys, Mr. Felsen and Mr. Spaeth, that are talking about collaborative consumption. And what they are talking about, it is when a single good is consumed by multiple people. And you can think about this as being a bar. A bar is a place where you can collect a lot of different kinds of alcohol, way more alcohol than any normal person would have in their own cupboard. Is you really shouldn't have that many varieties of Jameson in the cabinet. And if you do, you may or may not want to talk to somebody about that. But if you put it in a bar, it's fine, because what I'm doing is I am actually collecting demand. I'm saying you might want a beer. You might want some wine, you might want some whiskey, you might want some tequila, you might want some gin, and I'm going to have all of it available, and I'm going to invest in things like a countertop, bar stools, lighting, etc., televisions, and you will collectively come to this place to consume those things that I have aggregated. Everybody with me so far? It wouldn't make sense on an individual basis, but it does make sense on a collective basis. Now, historically, and at the time they're looking at it, they have this great phrase, there is a spatio-temporal limitation on the ability to collaboratively consume.